الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الدين، أما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to this session of the Arabic for beginners and with the book of Ajramiyya. And today we are on the subject of مواضع الفتحة or علامات النصب. علامات النصب. We have earlier said that four types or divisions: رفع ونصب وخفض وجزم. And we defined the nasb by saying that it's a change that occurs due to a factor precedes the word and cause this change on the last letter of the word. Today we are going to speak about the signs of the nasb. Only the signs, not the factors. The factors will come later. So there are five signs for nasb. When you see one of them with these following words, you know that this word is in the position of nasb. These five signs: first is the fatha, and the fatha is the original sign for nasb. And the fatha has alternatives that can alternate it or come instead with certain reasons or with certain words. These alternatives are the alif, kasra, ya, and the removal of the noon or the absence of the noon. You may not now figure out thing, but once you, as for the fatha, fatha can be found as a sign for nasb and by the way fatha can be found as a, right? But with the nasb, it is original. With the khafd, it is alternative. With the nasb, it is in five places, three places. With the khafd, in one place only. Five. The fatha as a sign for nasb can be found in al-ism al-mufrad, jam' al-taksir, wal-fi'l al-mudara. If it is preceded with nasb, and at the same time nothing is connected to the end of it. And just give me a few seconds. طيب I just put a webcam to the board in order to show you the written examination إن شاء الله. We said Al-Fatha can be found as a sign for Nas in several places. Or in fact, three places. The first one is الاسم المفرد. الاسم المفرد is the like of, for example, محمد, بيت, masjid, like that. They say, for example, is it clear? Can it be seen? محمدا. Anyway, if it cannot be seen, then we cancel the camera. But I don't know if everyone can see it or not. Right, anyway, because if I write on here, you may not.
but not everyone can see the writing. So ever please, if you guys can see what is written here, you type one. Anybody who can see what is written here, please type one. I see no one type one. Type number one if you see it, please. If not, type two. Oh, okay. Then something wrong. I need to upgrade. Okay. Hey, get away. We said that it can be, the fatha can be found as a sign for nas in three places. First one is ism mufrad. Ism mufrad is like Muhammad, Aisha, Masjid, Jamal, and the like. So you say, Qabaltu Muhammadan. وكلمت عائشة وركبت جملا ودخلت مسجدا وزرت مدينة. So we see all these are in the last position and the time for them.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. How do you hear me now? الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أما بعد. نعم. You said that النصب is one of the four divisions of إعراب. And النصب is a change that occurs on the land, different factors. The two different factors. And we are not going to talk about the factors today, but we are going to talk about the signs. We said that there are four signs. Four signs of the three signs, sorry. Afwan, Allah understand. We're going to talk about five signs of nasb. five signs of al-Nasr. The Fatha, which is the original one. And then we have alternatives, which are the Alif, the Kasra, the Ya, and the absence or the removal of the Noon. The Fatha are found, the Fatha is found as a sign for Nas. In three places. these places are الاسم المفرد as you said, like Muhammad Taksir and Jamal Taksir is plural. Wa wa nun or ya wa nun at the end of it, differing it from mufrad. Jam al mu'annad al salim, the sound feminine. Plural, and it is first from the singular by alif and ta and added to the end of it. Like mu'mina mu'minat. And then we have الفعل المضارع الفعل المضارع إذا دخل عليه ناصب فعل مضارع which is preceded with ناصب. These نواصب are the factors of ناصب such as أن ولن وكي وإذا وإذا وتصل بآخره شيء لم يتصل بآخره شيء means it is not connected to anything at the end of it. And we mean by anything one of three things Alif al-Ithnain, such as Ya'kulani, Ta'kulani. You say, Lan Ya'kula, Lan Ta'kula. And Waw al-Jama'a, such as Ya'kuluna, Ta'kuluna. You say, Lan Ya'kulu, Lan Ta'kulu. And ya al-mukhatala, such as ta'kulina, you say, lan ta'kuli. So in these three places we can see, in these three places of Nasr, we can see the Fatha as the sign of Nasr. While we see the Alif as a sign of Nasr in one place only, which is Al-Asma Al-Khamsa. And we yesterday told you about Al-Asma Al-Khamsa, and these are Abuka, Akhuka, Hamuka, Fuka, Wadu. So in the last position, you find it like رأيت أباك كلمت حماك أبصرت فاك زرت ذا علم زرت ذا علم So in these, you see the Alif. You see the Alif. As a sign for Nasr. See the Alif as a sign for Nasr. And then you have the Kasra, Annat al-Salim. The Kasra is found as a sign for Nasr, as we said. The Kasra is originally sign for Khaf. But in Jam' al-Mu'annat al-Salim can be found as well as Nasr. Sign for Nasr. And with Mu'annath al-Salim, the Kasra can be for Nasr, can be for Khaf. How can I know if the Kasra now in Jam' al-Mu'annath al-Salim is for Nasr or for Khaf? By the factor that precedes it. And if there is any preposition of Khaf, I know that this Kasra is for Khaf. Like, نَظَرْتُ إِلَى الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. So here, because of Ila, we know that this Kasra is signed for Khaf. But if there is no any proposition precedes the proposition of Khaf, precedes the or factor of Khaf, in fact, that precedes the Jam' Mu'annad Salim, then we know that it is not in the Khaf position, but it is in the Nasr. As you say, Ra'aytu al-mu'minati. Ra'aytu al-mu'minati. Here al-mu'minati in the last position. How we know? There is no factor of Khaf preceding it. And the fourth is the Ya, a sign for, and that is in two places. only. Musanna to the door, you see, رأيت المسلمين so المسلمين here is منصوب and we say that the ya can be lost in the مثنى and جمع مذكر سالم as well as you can see the ya sign for خفض How I can differ? It depends on the fact of receives this yeah. Depends on the fact of receives this noun, sorry, or this word. If there is harf jar, then this yeah is for khafd. But if there is no any harf of jar or khafd, as we say, then this yeah is for nasb. You say sallamtu ala al-muslimayni. قابلت المسلمين here إن سلمت the ya إن سلمت على المسلمين is for خوف because of the proposition على but the ya إن قابلت المسلمين is not for the خوف because there is no factor of خوف preceding it So this is the ya as a sign for nasb. The mutanna, but it is the same thing with the jam' mudakkar salim. You sound masculine plural. You say qabaltu al-muslimina sallamtu ala al-muslimina So sallamtu ala al-muslimina we see ya qabaltu muslimina we see ya How can I know that this ya is for nasb or for khaf? It depends on what preceding it. If there is any factor of khaf, like ala here, then we know that's for khaf. If there is no factor of khaf, then we know that this is a sign for nasb. The last sign for nasb is the absence or the removal of Noon. And this can only be found with Al-Af'al Al-Khamsa. Remember, we mentioned Al-Af'al Al-Khamsa now many times. We said that Al-Af'al Al-Khamsa is every mudara added to it, added to the end of it, وَاوَ الْجَمَاعَةَ وَلَا الْمُخَاطَبَةَ Al-Fitnain like يَأْكُلَانِ تَأْكُلَانِ واو الجماعة لا يأكلون تأكلون يا المخاطبة لا تأكلين when one of these is in the position of نص we remove the نون like لن يأكل the نون is gone because of لن لن تأكل the نون is gone because of لن يأكلون لن تأكلوا the noon is gone because of يأكلين لن of لن because it is in the last position so these are the علامات of نصب and inshallah ta'ala tomorrow we speak about the علامات of خفض the علامات or the signs for خفض الله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. If you have any question related to the subject of the درس, you can read it now. Okay, the line again. Now, the last point we said that the last sign of nasb is the noon, or the removal of the noon from the word. And this can only be found with al-af'al al-khamsa. الأفعال الخمسة. الأفعال الخمسة الأفعال الخمسة is any مضارع added to it ألف الاثنين يا المخاطبة ألف الاثنين واو الجماعة يا المخاطبة ألف الاثنين like يأكلاني تأكلاني واو الجماعة like يأكلون تأكلون يا المخاطبة like تأكلين. So in the next position we say يأكلان, we add to it factor of نصب لن. لن يأكلا, where is the noon of the يأكلان? It's gone because of the factor of نصب. And then we have تأكلون. Let's now add the factor of نصب لن. لن يأكلوا, لن تأكلوا. The noun has gone because of the factor of نصب, which is لن here. And then تأكلين, you see the noun, add the factor of نصب لن. لن تأكلي, where is the noon? It's gone because of the factor of نصب. نعم والله أعلم. Any other question? And to let us know, then there is the question. نعم حنيف, go ahead. And please, if you can write with يعني big font, so I can see this. It says بارك الله فيك يا شيخنا. آمين وفيكم. Would you repeat the difference, the definition for أفعال الخمسة in Arabic? طيب, الأفعال الخمسة هي كل فعل مضارع. ألف الاثنين أو واو الجماعة عاطبة. كل فعل مضارع اتصلت به ألف الاثنين أو واو الجماعة أو ياء المخاطبة المخاطبة. شيء يأكلان تأكل, يأكلون تأكلون, أن تأكلين. Is that all يا حنيف؟ حنيف, is that all? طيب, بارك الله فيكم. Any other question? So as long as there are no hands raised, it means that there is no more questions. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So inshallah tomorrow we speak about the khafd.